from KQED.
As per usual, it's going to take a spreadsheet to stay abreast of all the bills moving through Sacramento this legislative season. Friday was the deadline to introduce new bills, and there are a lot of them. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports.
Nearly 90 pieces of legislation focus on education this year. One would bar tuition hikes at public colleges and universities. Another ensures in-state tuition for students who are U.S. citizens but were forced to leave the country because their parents were deported. Gun control also tops the agenda this year. California already has some of the strongest gun control measures in the country, but in the wake of the Newtown shootings, lawmakers have introduced more than 20 new firearms bills. They include a package from Senate Democratic leaders, which would ban magazines that hold more than 10 bullets, expand databases of gun owners, and tighten the rules on background checks. Some of the bills rewrite large swaths of state law. A proposed constitutional amendment in the Senate, for example, would change the landmark law requiring supermajority support for all tax increases. But many of the proposals only change a couple words of existing laws. Assembly Republican Rocky Chavez is carrying legislation to modify state forms so they ask people if they served in the military instead of asking whether they're veterans. Chavez says that minor tweak would make a big difference in registering for government benefits.
Women are underreporting their service to our country, mainly because historically, when you use the word veteran, they're thinking of people who have actually gone to combat.
Many of the bills are actually repeats from last year, including one by Democrat Lonnie Hancock to establish a mandatory mattress recycling program. Hancock says her bill would cut down on the number of old mattresses being illegally dumped.
Over 470,000 mattresses dumped on the streets of our communities every single year, attracting mold, rats, just being generally a very unpleasant situation.
This is the first time in years that California legislators haven't faced a multi-billion dollar deficit. That fact, combined with the large majorities Democrats hold in the Assembly and Senate, raises the question of whether the party will push for bills that could substantially increase state spending this year through new programs and requirements. Governor Jerry Brown has repeatedly warned against overspending while an economic recovery is still shaky. He even quoted the Book of Genesis to make that point during last month's State of the State.
The people has given us 7 years of extra taxes. Let us follow the wisdom of Joseph, pay down our debts, and store up reserves against the leaner times that will surely follow.
This year's bills, all 2,194 of them, head to committee hearings now. The Assembly and Senate have until the end of May to pass them and send them to the other chamber. The majority of these bills won't go too far, but California's legislature and governor do stay busier than most of their counterparts. In 2011, 745 new laws went on the books. Only three states passed more legislation that year. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.